conversation, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour, we'll have Doug's comments on the news. I probably shouldn't introduce it. Jennifer, you might want to take over introducing each hour, and then you could say, in this hour, Doug will have his comments on the news.
It sounds terrible when you introduce yourself.
When I say
yourself.
It? Right, yeah.
And now Jennifer will wax poetic. That just sounds weird, because I'm Jennifer, and why would I say that?
She normally doesn't wax too politically, poetically, or politically.
Such a poet.
Yes.
Please.
All right, let's see. Also, we have the fight of the angry CEOs to report on. Google is up to things that are interesting. Don't let me forget about that. Let's see. What else? Oh, the television report. How are the talk shows, the daytime talk shows doing now that
Oprah like the winner.
Is gone? Who's doing well? Plus, we have some outtakes from The X Factor. What is Simon saying about some of the contestants? All right. Plus, we have a TV quiz on high-paid actresses. Who are they? We'll get to that when we get to the 2020. We have this 2020 news quiz thing for those of you who are new to the program. Sometimes I just kind of hum along because I think often incorrectly that we have these folks who have been listening to us for years. They know what the deal is. How silly is that? You think people are taking this program as seriously as we are? For heaven's sakes, most of us.
I'm not taking it very seriously.
No, why should the audience take it seriously? Anyway, the 2020 news quiz question. The concept is I ask a question for you to consider at some point, 20-ish around the 20-ish mark after the hour, and then before 20, before the hour. You got about 20 minutes to figure out what the answer is, and then we go from there. All right. Is that fair? Does that sound smart? We also have some issues here, and I think I'll save those. As one of them has to do with Simon Cowell, save those for the next half hour. Because Roberta's not here, we don't have a queen of cheap. So that gives us a little wiggle room, if you know what I mean. Meanwhile, the possibilities for today. You know, I am very philosophical about our opportunities. Means collectively, all of us. And what it is that we need to do to collectively, because I believe in collective thought, work on making life worth living for you. One of the biggest things that's a problem is fear. Are you afraid of living? Some people are afraid of this, that, or the other thing. I was listening to a lot of the discussion about this terrorist, the Pentagon terror plot. We've heard about that a lot this week. The fellow who is from Framingham, where I am, he went to school at Northeastern, has a degree in physics, and so has put together these elaborate plans, apparently, to blow up some government buildings using drones loaded with dynamite and all kinds of explosives. So not that that's bad enough. Here's my read on it, and this is sort of from the comment in the news department. The way that it has been interpreted, and maybe this is just the times we're in, the way talk radio people have done it, some of the news folks on television and radio have done a story on this, is so misleading. You know, and you wonder sometimes. And not that the guy wasn't trying to do bad stuff, because he was. But the reporters just take this stuff, and they go, and they go, and they go, and they extrapolate things that have nothing to do with this particular story. They have to do with terrorism in general, in this case. And so all of the attributes of all the terrorists who have ever lived in history are now laid on top of this guy. And again, I'm not defending this kid. He was 26, 27 years old and apparently off his rocker and a willing dupe for being, you know, it's a sting operation. He was a willing accomplice because he was so eager to do this stuff, to pull it off. And so I believe that oftentimes when these things are reported, for whatever the reason, the FBI has its motive in the way it is presenting the information. The news media has its motive in the way that it's presenting the information. For example, the FBI wants to look good. Okay, so here's the FBI capturing one of these guys in another sting operation. You can question whether or not that's the right way to get these people. There are too many sting operations, blah, 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 blah. And then the news organizations are all interested in making you scared so you'll listen or watch more. Full of fear, I am. Yoda would have said that, I guess, huh? Full of fear you are.
That was Yoda-ish.
Yeah. So you see what I'm saying? The essence of where we are is not getting the full story because it's colored. The FBI colors it because they want to look good, and the news media colors it because they want you to watch and listen. And so how do you know if you're getting the truth? I will tell you that in terms of this, because, again, this is a local guy, so I've got the local angle on it, which is a little closer to probably the truth than all these people who are extrapolating things out of the air who don't really know what the story is. It's just for them another terrorist story. This fellow comes from a reasonably decent family. He is reasonably well-educated. I mean, he's not like a, what do they call it? He's not a, he has a degree in physics, but he's not some kind of nuclear physicist. He's just a guy that understands what easily goes boom. I think that's probably the best way. You know, that's what you learn in physics. We all had those preliminary physics classes in chemistry where you learn how to make things go boom, right? Wasn't that the whole purpose of chemistry class?
Blow things up that go boom. Yep.
Right? Let's find out what goes boom. It was fascinating. I loved it. Put this thing in that vial and see if we can get it to explode.
We had to shut down a building at the University of Maryland yesterday because something went boom in a chemistry class.
Yeah. Right. But now when it goes boom, everybody thinks, oh, my God, it's terrorism. Mm. Because the news media has gotten us to think like that when, in fact, all of these kids are probably just playing it, trying to get things to go boom. Right? Things that go boom in the night or whenever they go boom. So that's my first comment. Was that effective, that commentary? Did it get you to think? Okay.
Very.
I took notes.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, let's see. Next comment on the news has to do with Michael Jackson's... here's what my problem is with this story. People keep calling it the Michael Jackson trial. Michael had come back from the dead, and they're trying to put him in jail for something. Yeah. That's if you look at it, the headline always reads, Michael Jackson trial. Hello, it's not Michael Jackson's trial. It's Conrad Murray's trial for being influential in killing Michael Jackson. Is that a subtle way? That's a pretty politically correct way of putting it, right? Conrad Murray, hey, the details of the story are he may have helped Michael meet his maker, all right? But the family wants to make sure he's put in jail, lose his license, whatever, and so do a bunch of other people. But he's not on trial. Michael is unfortunately not with us any longer. Although, listening to some of the audio, you really, you know, you're sort of brought back a little bit by the voice and how he sounded when he was under the influence of all this stuff. We've all heard that voice stuff 100 times this week.
The fact that his kids were in the room when he died.
Yeah. And every chance anybody in the news media got, the guy was on a gurney on his way to the morgue, and everybody's taking pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another comment on how uncivil a society we really are. Okay, so that's comment number two. Do I have time for a hat trick? Comment number three? Yes or no?
No.
I don't?
No.
Oh.
But you can do it in a moment.
I can. All right, after these words on Good Day.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder. Now at Macy's.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
High levels of vitamin C are bad for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help.
Is good for memory.
Salt is detrimental.
Beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotics, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum. Help make nutrition possible. Now at Walgreens.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
All right, is it too early for... All right, there's two things here we got to get done in the next couple of minutes. My third comment on the news and the question about the highest paid TV actresses.
Yes.
All right, so let's go to the angry CEO department for a minute because this is actually pretty interesting. There is a story at DougStephan.com today about a fellow who runs a public relations firm in New Jersey, one of the biggest ones in the country. He sent an email around to his employees because he was fed up with them drinking all of the milk in the dispensary this week. A blistering email saying if he caught somebody using up the last bottle of milk, well, they don't come in bottles, they're probably little cartons, right? Person probably. Using the last carton of milk, failing to replace it, they will be fired. The angry email is listed at DougStephan.com. All right, do you know who else is angry?
Who?
Charles Schwab.
Schwabby.
And Herbert Kravis. Mr. Kravis and Mr. Schwab are fighting against the tax suggestion from Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett and some of his pals say, we need to pay more in taxes. Kravis and Schwab say, what, are you crazy? We don't need to pay more in taxes. Basically, they're saying what I say, and they have probably a little bit more hooch than I do to get the message across. Let's clean up government, boys and girls. Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Why would you want to continue to pay more in taxes to support that system when, in fact, what is it, 34 cents out of every... Here's how it breaks down. It's a dollar. You pay a dollar to the government. 41 cents of it goes to pay the debt down, what we borrowed. And then of that, I'm not sure now, 41... It's 34 cents out of the rest of the money. So we have 40, so that's 57 cents, right? 59 cents. 59 or 41 is 100. Is that right? Yes. So 34%, sorry, not cents, 34% of 59 cents is waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So what does that work out to? Out of the dollar, it's about, 20 cents?
I'm so confused.
Anyway, it's bad. Let's put it that way. Bad, bad.
Bad.
So Schwab, Charles Schwab and Mr. Kravis say, we're not doing this. What do you? You want to give him more money? You give him more money. We don't want more taxes. And all these fools that say the polls show that Americans want more taxes. Hello. Sorry, not selling that one.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. But to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang.
All right, so is this Brennan Hunt? Who is this?
Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh. All right. This is a song presented last night on The X Factor, right? What is this? What are you doing? What is this?
So cute.
What?
Did you want the songs or did you want The X Factor? These are the songs that you talked about from the woman who died from the hip hop, the mother of hip hop.
Oh, no. I was going to do that later, but it's not. Okay. It's okay.
That's all right.
We have miscommunication. All right. Sylvia Robinson has passed away at the age of 75. She was known for her hits. She was Sylvia, Mickey and Sylvia. See, that's how I know her. I was not. I'm not. Can you find. How does this song relate to her?
She was the producer and the owner of the record company that released
the first hip hop song.
The first hip hop song. And the Sugar Hill Gang, Jennifer wasn't around yet, but I remember this like yesterday. Nobody had ever heard anything like this before, and we were like, what in the world is this?
Okay,
and
now
Sylvia
here's the,
was responsible for it.
Very, very good. All right, thank you. Because I did not know that about her. Well, how I remember Sylvia Robinson is being part of Mickey and Sylvia. Mm-hmm. If you dig around, Richie. Right. That's what this is what I remember. This is her. Yes. Now, as this woman's career started with this song, and then she gets to rap and hip-hop, it's kind of a leap. But this is where her career started.
Kind of talky, this song, though. Talking to it.
All right. This is the one I love. My God, do I love this song.
This is her on her own.
Yeah, it's
her
own talk. Song. Yeah, right. Listen to this. Everybody went crazy when they heard this song. Who doesn't remember this song? Goosebumps. Can't find love on a one-way street. Takes two to spend. Two to meet. Great lyric line, actually. You know, the other song that you don't like, Richie, that every once in a while we dust off, and now I can't remember the name. It's a single name of a singer who did a song about her experience in love, the king, and she's married. She makes love to all of these Various Men. You know that song. Every time it comes up in a sort of rotation, I'm very excited to hear it, and you think it's terrible. Huh. Yeah, I can't.
And now I can't remember it either.
I can't remember it either.
But I know we got Sugar Hill Gang. That's all I care about.
Right.
I like this. You kind of like this one too, right, Dougie?
I do, actually, yeah. This is very cool. Yeah. All right, so we didn't get to the X Factor, but we'll do that in the next half hour, along with a quiz on the top 10 earners, the top 10 TV actresses. Be getting ready for that. Meanwhile, this story, if you want more about it, if you remember Sylvia Robinson, we have the story at DougStephan.com. Launched the hip-hop and rap genre of music. This goes back to the late 70s or early 80s, doesn't it, Richie?
Oh, yeah, this is 79 or 80, something like that.
All right. So the man is too.
It's just so funny. All of us dumb white kids in the country are like, what in the world is this?
What is this?
This is great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't forget the draft of the constitutional amendment to get the money out of politics. You can find that easily at DougStephan.com. We got a lot of active action stuff sort of today at Good Day, the Doug Stephan Good Day website, 28 after the hour.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and welcome to your Daily Talent Show. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Elana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Elana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Elana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Yes, every day you are part of a talent show. That's right. Every day you get to show off those talents that you have. And every day you are on stage. But guess what? There are other people around you who are doing the exact same thing. They all have talents. They all want to be recognized. They all want to win. What is a person to do? This is what you do. You take that talent every day and you use it and you expand on it and you get that momentum and you get that energy and you get that enthusiasm and you get out there and you perform better than anyone else. Failure to do so will allow other people to win. But I have a hunch that each and every one of us listening to this message right now will be able to take their talents and just rise them up among anybody else that is out there. Enjoy the talent show. Enjoy the prize. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Elana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Elana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Elana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time to get back to the conversation here at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap, is off today, so we don't have anything new. But there are a lot of bargains that are sort of in perpetuity, if you will, that are there.
Nice. Look at you.
They go on. What?
Using those big words.
In perpetuity.
Perpetuity.
Woo-hoo. I'm not afraid of using big words. I'm not afraid of anything. I believe that life is worth living.
You know what he's afraid of you?
Put
all those chickens you run over.
Right. That was a rooster. It was not a chicken.
All right.
And I do feel badly. Didn't you post the other rooster up on Facebook?
We have so many in memoriam messages on our Facebook page
really?
Right now for that chicken.
Why? What are people saying?
Oh, my gosh. People are very upset about the rooster dying. Let's see, what do we have everybody saying?
So did you make it seem like it was my fault? Did you blame me for the death of that rooster?
Absolutely not, but I do blame you for the death of the rooster because you ran over it with your truck. But all I put up on Facebook was a picture that I took from your dairy farm that said, R.I.P. Roosty, Doug and his tires are very sorry. That was it. And we got quite a few people that were kind of upset with you. Shirley Jones said, murderer. Rita Pierce said, so sorry to hear about Roosty. Ernesto said, did you run over him or something? Laura says, Doug, I have plenty of roosters if you need a replacement, so there's an offer for you.
Right. Yeah.
Cindy Kratzer says, Roosty was a handsome boy, and she would like a couple of those. And she also said that
a couple of handsome boys or a couple of roosters, what does she want?
She wants a couple of handsome boys who have roosters, I think.
Ah, I see. Perfect. Yeah. What else?
And then Janet Madsen said, oh, I can only imagine how sad you must have felt. She's so sensitive to you. And Tracy Phillips wants to know if you used the remains in a soup pot.
No, I did not. I put them to rest. Well, 35 after the hour, 25 for the new hour. Okay, time for our 2020 television quiz. Here's the deal. Forbes magazine has listed the 10 highest paid television actresses. Who's on top of the list? There are, there are two people. Is it they're tied for first or second? I guess they're tied for first, right?
They're tied for first. Yeah.
Okay. You can give them both to me or one. One of them is fairly obvious. The other one, maybe not so obvious. So who do you think is the highest paid actress on television? All of them are involved except for one in drama. That is accurate. I'm looking at at this list of these women. They're all involved in dramas except
yes.
for one.
Except for one. There
except
you go.
For one. All right? Mm-hmm. So who would be, and you can mention if you want for additional credit, you know, those of us who are ex-teachers, we always like to give students extra credit. So for extra credit, name one of the other women in the top 10 list. But I'm looking for the answer for the question is who's the highest paid actress on television? 800-510-8255. Jennifer's going to update us on television. Actually, we have some, Richie, on the clipboard there,
mm-hmm.
We have a number of outtakes from last night's X Factor.
Yes.
I have been interested. We haven't heard too much from Simon. I don't know that we've given him his just due. So if you would go through, there are four or five of those items there. And Simon leads as the judges focus on some of these performers like Brennan Hunt and Carrie Fletcher and Devin Talley, Jasmine Little. Anybody watching this? Jennifer, have you watched any of
this? You know, I have it on my DVR. I have not watched it yet, though.
No.
I didn't catch it last night. I did catch a little bit of it last week.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you think?
I thought that the part where, what's her name? The girl, dancer.
The girl?
Help me out.
Jasmine
Nicole
Little? Scherzinger?
No. Paula. Paula
Abdul.
Paula
Abdul. I thought you were talking about. I
walked off
you
stage.
Remember her.
Yeah, no. Walked off stage when the guy dropped his pants. Was so fake and so stupid.
Geo, somebody
so
or other.
So contrived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm upset because he dropped his drawers.
Right. It was just dumb.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the Parents Television Council wants the FCC to fine Fox for allowing that to happen. It was so horrible, harmful to all the children that were watching.
Other than that, it looks a lot like American Idol. I mean, contestants are a little different.
Just too much. I think the audience is tiring of all this. I see reality television fatigue setting in. At any rate, I figure nobody watches The X Factor unless they want to. Yeah, I mean, maybe a few people want to hear about what Paul has got up her sleeve, but mostly they want to listen to Simon. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, a few uninterrupted moments of Simon and his comments on this week's comings and goings of The X Factor.
Yeah, Andy, yeah, I'm afraid it's four no's, but I think you're going to find it much easier with the chicks after this, so. You want to call this number? Come on, come down. This way. Paula, I think we just allow these two little lovebirds some time on their own, but thank you for coming along. My problem is, Carrie, there's nothing distinctive about it for me. You know, I wouldn't remember your voice. I might remember you, I wouldn't remember your voice. I think you're 17 years old. You know, if you've got an opportunity like this, you've got to become an entertainer and you've got to be memorable. And the problem is, you were boring.
Hey!
You are a little brilliant gem. The audience loves you. We love you. Brilliant job. You're a star. You're a star.
Simon.
Well, Jasmine, I'd love to see what you're like when you've got confidence. I mean, seriously.
Me too.
What I love about you is you, I get the feeling, love music.
All right, this is boring.
Seriously.
Can we get some rock and roll stuff here from Simon? Go to the next cut.
That's why
I don't think he's doing that on this show.
He's not?
It doesn't look like
you.
Let's try one more.
You've got a brilliant voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on, let me try this.
My he always tells me.
500 hours.
I was nervous.
That's all right.
I have a second song that I've sung.
Okay. I did like that song. It was kind of catchy by the end. So that was 500 hours.
525,600 minutes.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm not going to get that out of my head.
How do we measure a year?
I swear I got it.
In daylight, in sun, in midnight, in cold.
That's why it's not doing well, because Simon is not being Simon. You watch something with Simon, you want Simon. That's not Simon.
No.
That's a different
we
person.
We need him mean. We need him
to
be crazy.
That's what people want. Exactly. That's why they want the booze.
Well, they want the honesty. They don't want. They don't want him to be mean. They want him to be honest.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's why they always liked him, because if somebody was terrible, he would tell them they were terrible.
You're terrible. Kind of like this program, Rich, in a manner of speaking.
We have our good days and our bad days.
Exactly. Some people are better.
We're honest about it.
Right. All right. So. I think I'm going to dismiss the X Factor. Jennifer has an overview in a moment of the winners in the daytime struggle for being on top since Oprah left. There are a couple of surprises, actually, in here, I think. We'll get to that in a moment. First, though, let's do our 2020 television quiz. I've asked you to tell us who in the top 10 is the top money earner among television actresses. 800-510-8255. Rick's calling from Clint, Texas. Hi, Rick.
How you doing, Doug?
Well, sir, and you?
I'm doing well. Working.
Working. That's good. What are you working at? What do you do?
I'm a security officer out here in Clint, Independent School District.
And what are you securing?
I keep an eye on the schools out here.
The school. Really? Yeah. Are there bad kids that are coming in that are trying to break into school?
No. These kids down here in Clint, they're real good.
They are. Good. So what do they need you for then?
Well, we'll keep an eye on the school.
Huh. What, are you expecting the school to blow away? Is there a tornado schedule?
Oh, you never know.
Pick up the school and move it to the next town.
Well, we've had some break-ins, so, you know.
All right, so you got to watch for that.
Yeah, you got to watch for that.
Yeah, people stealing paper and pen and that sort of thing.
Yeah, pencils and erasers and paper clip.
So who do you think is the number one highest-paid woman on television?
Eva Longoria.
All right, so Eva Longoria is correct as far as it goes. She is. Did I mention that there are two? I think I said that, right?
She's tied with somebody else.
She's tied with somebody else. You want to take a shot at who the other person may be?
Oh, man. No, yeah. I only saw that Eva Longoria was.
All right, hold on just a second. Let's see. Kay is listening in Sherman Oaks, California. Hi, Kay.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. Nice to hear that. Who do you think the other person is that is the highest paid woman on television?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey is correct.
Good job.
Now,
and I have two of the others.
Oh, yeah? How much money does Tina Fey make, according to this article?
I don't know.
All right, hold on just a second.
A lot.
Hold on just a second. Let me see if we can find, here's Marie down in Florida. Marie, do you know how much these two are tied, Eva Longoria and Tina Fey? How much are they making a piece?
I think a third. Million.
Yes, that is correct. They are both making $13 million a year, Tina Fey and Eva Longoria. And I don't understand where Eva Longoria is getting it, because Tina Fey is the writer, the producer, the star, so that makes sense on that show.
Well, she's also made a lot of money this year because she had that book, which was really, that was a bestseller. But Eva Longoria has two huge endorsement deals with L'Oreal Cosmetics and with
LG. So that's included in what they're making.
Yeah, their total salary, exactly.
Okay. All right. So, that Mary, you got any other people on the list?
No.
No. All right. Hold on just a second. Thank you. So we go through the list here a little bit. At number one, Tina Fey. Eva Longoria, $10 million. I'm sorry, $13 million apiece. Let's see. Next on the list is Marsha Cross,
also from Desperate Housewives,
right? And Mariska Hargitay, both of them, and Marg Hellenberg. So all three of them are making $10 million a year on their television work. Hargitay, supposedly though, because Chris Maroney has done what my son says is the fatal mistake that all good television actors, they let it go to their head, and then they think they can make a lot more money.
Yeah.
Right. I think that may be true with Steve Carell. Not sure about whether...
At least he has a movie career, though. That's the thing with these other people is, at least Steve did movies, too, so he's got something to go
But Chris Maloney did movies before and did kind of quirky characters. He played a lot of really crazy people before he became the star of Law & Order, SVU. And they make... about $600 and something or $700,000 per episode. So I don't know where this number comes from, because if you multiply that by 22, that comes out to be more than $10 million, right? If you're making $600,
after taxes, possibly.
I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Okay, so that's where they fall. Let's see here. At $9 million, Terry Hatcher and Felicity Huffman. So their payroll at Desperate Housewives is pretty steep.
Yeah, and they all make the same. They've banded together, so all the women on the show make the same amount.
Right. Okay, so that leaves Courtney Cox at $7
million,
and Ellen Pompeo at $7 million, and Juliana Margulies from the Good Wife, making $6 million. All right, so that's the way it shakes out. Pretty interesting. All right, Jennifer?
Yes?
In a moment, we find out how the television ratings are going for the daytime fair. That's up next year on Good Day.
Why do women everywhere love double wear makeup?
15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of double wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. To find out more.
We've got your body taken care of here between your feet and your prostate. What else, Richie, can we do to take care of everybody's body?
We just have to work on your brain.
Right. Coming up, we have something for we have a yogurt commercial to help keep you flowing.
Yogurt. All right, that's very good. Meanwhile, after a week or two, Oprah gone, and who is emerging as the big winner here in national daytime talk syndication, Jennifer?
One of your favorites. Dr. Phil is the one with the highest ratings so far. Oprah's gone.
I knew I was going to be the winner when that old bat got off the television.
Yeah, if it weren't for that old bat, he wouldn't be on television.
Bah, humbug.
Right.
And he had Casey Anthony on, which I think might have given him a bump also in the ratings. So. Yeah. Dr. Phil, number one. Dr. Oz is in second. Ellen's ratings have gone up after Oprah's left, and Regis and Kelly are still doing pretty well. So daytime talkers are having a pretty good run with Oprah out of the way.
You know what I saw? Maury.
Which you saw?
Maury.
Yeah, Maury's in there, too. He's on that list. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anderson Cooper, no place to be found?
Not yet. They're being reprocessed for whatever reason. So
but
there
the ratings
are
his show.
His ratings are being reprocessed, so we won't have ratings until next week.
What about the court shows, the daytime Judge Judy and
those
divorce
doing,
court and all those?
Those are doing really well. Judge Judy's still the number one leader in that court realm, and all the judges, she's still the best.
And the magazine shows, the Entertainment Tonight's of the World, Inside Edition.
Extra's seen a big bump also.
Really? That's what's the kid's name?
Mario Lopez. I almost killed him when I was in New York, you know.
How's that?
I was walking into a building, and, you know, they have the revolving doors.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was pushing in, and this man was pushing out, and then somebody stopped, and he turned to look, and I kept pushing, and I almost took his face off, and I realized it was Mario Lopez.
Oh, nice going, Jennifer.
Who knew?
Yeah. Game shows, Wheel of Fortune, probably still number one with the Jeopardy. That stuff always does well. 51 after on Good Day.
You
you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
It's the Good Day program continuing now with a focus in our Better Living department on how you can travel better and less expensively. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. Also with a story about this new rocket plane that will fly from Paris to Tokyo in 2.5 hours. Wow, that'll be kind of interesting. Plus, there are some pictures of planes floating around that are made out of glass that will be around in the next 10, 12 years. As planes continue to change, Tom celebrates the first run of the 787, which is the new Dreamliner from Boeing, a couple of years ahead of the crap can Airbus trying to come up with the same thing. We'll talk about that. And there are deals galore here, $59 fares for here and $85 fares to go there. We'll find out how that all shakes out and how it affects you if you're booking. Stand by. Tom Parsons from Best Fares here on Good Day.
When it comes to dieting, small changes over time can make a big difference. For this reason, Yoplait Light is teaming up with Allison Sweeney, host of The Biggest Loser, as well as style expert Jeannie Mai, to launch the Yoplait Light Swap, a simple way for frustrated dieters to cut unwanted calories and update their look. Here's Allison Sweeney.
I am all about easy solutions, so the Yoplait Light Swap is great. I can swap a slice of my favorite red velvet cake after dinner for a cup of red velvet cake Yoplait Light, and it saves me almost 300 calories.
Swapping also applies to life outside the kitchen, according to style expert Jeannie Mai.
Swapping can apply to your fashion choices just like your food choices. Something as basic as swapping more low-key flats for a pair of colorful heels can give you that extra confidence boost in seconds.
For more information on the Yoplait Light Swap, visit Facebook.com/Yoplait or Yoplait.com. I'm Catherine Carlton.
I'm Doug Steffen. He's Tom Parsons. The rocket plane. All these new planes, the discussion of these new planes comes about as a result of the beginning of the era of the 787. Remember when the first 757 and 67s came out was the mid-70s? Is that how we had the 7? The 707 was the late 50s.
Right about 60s, and that was Pan Am had the first one, just like they showed on
TV.
TV this week, and
And it really showed, I really enjoyed that show just because it reminded me how it was back in the early 60s where everybody dressed up when you went to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, everybody had a little travel bag. I remember getting a gift bag flying 62.
Yeah.
And that was heyday. And my mommy made me put my little bow tie on and my little red jacket.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, and there was the 727, 730, the 727, 37, and 47 all came out in the mid-60s, and then the 757 and 67 came out in the 70s, and those are still the workhorses. They made them. People think, okay, they came out then. That doesn't mean they only make them 1 year. In terms of the 757, for some reason or other, they stopped making them a few years ago, and they, in fact, are very much in demand by the carriers like Delta and American that do cross-country stuff. They make a good utility plane for a rather long-distance flight. And then the 767, which gets used both domestically and internationally. But those will both be sort of replaced by the 787. Isn't that the idea?
Well, 787 was like the 767. I think it's almost been completely replaced by the 777.
The 767 has been up, well, because 777 carries more people. It's a bigger plane.
And also the newer version.
Yeah.
And the 747 is still a hard plane to replace. It's just a great plane.
Yeah, great plane. And they've redone it so that it's made out of the same stuff the 787 is made out of now.
Yeah, and then you also got the 737, which is really truly the workhorse of Boeing. That's the ones that Southwest and American are starting to order. And the reason they went to the 737 back in the month, I think in the mid-70s, is the 727 had three people in the plane.
Yep.
The 737 was the first one. You only needed two.
Two, yeah.
Two, and that's why it's very rare you'll ever see a 727 out there right now.
Nah, they're gone.
US airline, yeah.
Down in South America and Africa or wherever. All right, so what's the big deal this week? Big story.
Still, we promised last week, if they listened and saw our Twitters and our Facebook and our emails this week, we promised that show tickets to Las Vegas. And that's still out there. It was supposed to end last night, but we've got another extension to it today. So if you thought it was going away or you missed it, we got two options there, and I think you need to look at them. We have one where, depending on the market you're in, you can get a $50 discount, but then the other cities, I think you'll find that's a great package. Look at both our main booking engine and also our special link with the discount, and you'll probably get it there cheap with two free show tickets to Circus Soleil and other places.
All right, check it out. Special stuff for Doug, Steph, and Lee.